Today, I will share from Genesis from 39, chapter 39, verse 1 to 12. You can open your Bible or your Bible apps. Yeah. We will read it from the first 1 to 12. I don't note in the screen, so you guys can open your Bible apps or your Bible. So I want to read it from the first 1 to 12. I will read the first 1 and then you guys read, or let the brother read in the first 1 and then the sisters read in the first 2. Yeah. And we stop in the first 12. Genesis chapter 39. Brother together. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, from the time he put him in charge of his household and of all, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. And after a while, his master's wife took this to Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? One day he went into the house to attend his duties, and none of the household servants was inside. Okay, yep. Today, the sermon title is obedience. Yeah, obedience, you will gain or you will lose. Yeah, this is the title. Yeah, this is the obedience thing. Is something not easy to learn in our life. I believe we don't like if have a lot of rule, right? We don't like a lot restriction. We like freedom, especially I see a lot of young men here. Yeah. We don't like to obey to some rule. Yeah. You say, "I want to do what I want to do. I like to do anything. Let me do it. Don't restrict me. Don't give me any limitation." Okay, today we want to talk about Joseph. I believe you guys already very familiar with Joseph. Who never know about Joseph? Never read about Joseph's story? Anybody? Oh, everybody know it, right? So I have a question. Let's see another. why did Joseph end up in Egypt? Okay. Yeah, let's see the first picture. Yeah, because Joseph is a favorite son, right? And then his dad gave him a colorful dress, clothes. Yeah, that is make him look nice. But all his brother don't have that. Yeah. And they jealous. Yeah, they feel unfair what his dad doing to them. And then not just like that. The second thing, what? Because Joseph dreams, right? What the dream meaning? What's the meaning of the dream? He will what? Rule over all his family, right? You can see that. Yeah, I have a two dream. So that is make his brother more hate Joseph. So one day when his dad led Joseph to look on his brother, how his brother doing and all the sheep doing, Joseph went to find his brother. And what happened? From the far, his brother already planning. When they saw Joseph, they planned to kill Joseph. But we know, yeah, the plan is changed after that. They're not killing Joseph, but they sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites. And then Ishmaelites bring Joseph to the Egypt. And we know, after that, he end up in the Egypt. Not just like that. He be sold and then to the Potiphar house, become a slave. Let us see. Yeah. In the Potiphar house, what happened with Joseph? In the first, second, and three, let's tell us. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. So look at, God still be with Joseph. Even in that time, Joseph end up as a slave. Like in the chaos situation, in the suffering. Many times when we are in the not easy situation, in a chaos situation, what are you thinking? Maybe you will ask God, God, where are you? Right? God, why you forsaken me? But in this first tell us, even in that situation, God still be with Joseph. God never left him. And not just like that. His master saw that. And then let Joseph become like a manager for the house. He take in charge for the house. And then God bless his master house. Even in the house or in the field, everything Joseph do is success. So if God be with us, what will happen? We will become a blessing for people around us. And this is a very important thing. Yeah. do people around us feel blessed? If not, or people around us be cursed? Be careful. I hope we can let us thinking about ourselves. Yeah. Do people around us be blessed by us? Because we believe in God, we trust in God, and we fear of God. And then in the first six, we can see something is very interesting talking about Joseph. So he left in Joseph, care everything he had with Joseph in charge. He did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well-built and handsome. Especially for the last part, they call Joseph is well-built and handsome. Yeah. So this is because he's handsome, well-built, let Joseph got into trouble. Got in trouble. So many times we say, if I'm handsome, if I'm beautiful, my life is will better, right? Be careful. Joseph, because he's handsome, let him in trouble. So you're handsome, you're beautiful, that's not guarantee your life is better. Maybe it will bring you into trouble. So if you handsome and beautiful, yeah, don't very happy about that. Be careful. But if you not handsome, not beautiful, don't feel sad. Okay? Let us see. What's the trouble Joseph have? Yeah. His master's wife. Yeah, be attracted by Joseph. And then want to sleep with Joseph. I believe Potiphar, yeah, he's the Pharaoh official, must be have a beautiful wife. Yeah. Only because his her beauty, I believe, that can attract Joseph too. And not just like that. She have a power. She have a right because Joseph is one of his slave, her slave, right? So to have Joseph, that's an easy way for her. But what happened? We know Joseph refused her. Yeah. Joseph refused. That is not just one time, two times. Yeah. In the first 10, let us see what the Bible says. And though she spoke to Joseph day after day. Wow, she never give up. She never give up. More Joseph refused her. She more want to conquer Joseph, right? But Joseph, he refused. What the reason for Joseph to refuse? Yeah, he say, in the first 11 and 12, no one greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? How can I do a wicked thing? Because my master already trust me. Let me to manage everything. Yeah. And how can I betray him? Do something wicked thing to him. and more important, you see, and sins against God. That is his real reason. Joseph, he fear of God, and then he know if he do that thing, sleep with his master wife, that is a sin against God. He reject it. Let us see, what did Joseph lose because he obeyed God? He reject his master wife. What he lost? The first one, he lost his career, right? After that, he cannot continually to become like a manager of the house. The second thing, what he lost, yeah. Let us see. He lost of good reputation. Because Potiphar is an official, Pharaoh official. I believe this thing, yeah, very quick, yeah, to spread to everybody and become lost. Joseph lost of good reputation. The third thing, yeah, he lost of freedom and he put it in a jail. So this is something not easy. Yeah, obedience. Yeah. Obedience is a hard lesson. Hard lesson. Not easy. Right? Because obedience brings us a lot of trouble many times. It's difficult for us to obey God because obedience costs us a lot problem. Let us thinking, if Joseph listened to the Potiphar's wife, what will happen? He maybe will get more money. Yeah. His master wife will give him more power. Maybe give him a house and some slave. Right? And then he have fun. That is a lot people, especially men, problem. Yeah. What's the man chasing? Money, a power, money, and sex. Right? That is three things become everybody problem in our life. And if Joseph follow what Potiphar's wife say, maybe he will get that treating continually. But look at that. He obey God. He don't want to do something against God and make him lose his career, lose good reputation, love us freedom, make him go to the jail, go to the prison. Because the time, I need to very quickly. And then let us see what did Joseph gain from obeying God. When he go to the prison, what happened? Continually, that say, the Lord with him. If you read in the 21st to 23, yeah, the Lord was with him, and Lord, yeah, let him, yeah, have got the favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the second time, Joseph, yeah, betrayed. For the first time, he betrayed by Potiphar to become a manager of his household. The second time, when Joseph go to the more deeply, yeah, in the valley, as a prisoner, yeah, what happened? He got a favor in the eyes of the prison warden. Yeah. So, Lord still be with Joseph, even Joseph in a prison. So I hope every one of us, when you are in the valley of the death, look like everything, no hope anymore, no any hope, very suffering, our God never left us. He always be with us. That is what happened with Joseph. God be with him in that time. God not forsaking him. And Joseph is a really trust God, believe in God, and relying on God. How we know? Bible not talk about he blame God. He still doing the right thing, what he need to do. How long Joseph in the jail, in the prison? Yeah. When Joseph be sold to the Egypt, if you read in the 37, that tell us Joseph in that time is a 17, around that age, okay, 17. And then some scholar, they say Joseph working in the house of the Potiphar, maybe just around 1 or 2 years. And then when Joseph met Pharaoh, do you know? Anybody know? When he is 30 years old. Yeah, if you look in the chapter 46, I believe. Yeah, in the 30 years old. So, like maybe 12 years, Joseph in the jail. 12 years. Do you know how long that is, 12 years in the jail? Let me see. Let me describe about just our student, a year stay in Operation Dawn. Do you know how that feeling? Yeah, they cannot have a freedom, a lot of freedom. They cannot go outside by themselves. They cannot have a cell phone. They cannot have an internet. They have no TV. Yeah. And then for them, to finish a year is something not easy. Not easy. Yeah. So a lot of students before, yeah, to finish a year for them, that is a suffering. That's not easy. But Joseph, 12 years in the prison. Operation that not a prison. Yeah, we still, yesterday they go hiking. Yeah. And then today we can come to the church, have a fellowship with everybody. But still not easy for them. For Joseph, 12 years in the jail is something not easy, but he always experienced God's presence. The second thing, what Joseph gained, the highest point of his life. What happened after that? Yeah. He became the second powerful person in the Egypt after Pharaoh, right? So let us think about it. If Joseph not obey God, if Joseph just listen to the Potiphar wife, what happened? What will happen? Maybe his life just stopped there. He more have more money, more powerful in that Potiphar house, maybe. if he not be caught by Potiphar, right? And how much the highest point he can get from the Potiphar wife. Not much. But when he obeyed God, God bring him to the highest point in his life. He can become the second powerful man in the Egypt. He's a prisoner. How can the prisoner become the powerful, the second powerful person? Right? Nobody can imagine that. Some of our student parents asking me, my son go to the prison before. That has a bad record. That can influence his life. If he want to go to working to find some job, that is easy for him. They worry about that. But look at Joseph. In the people's eyes, Joseph already no hope. Go to the jail. No more hope. Impossible. Yeah, already more than 10 years there. Maybe people already forget about him. Right? But God never forget him. God always be with him. And then God has a plan. In the right time, God bring him to the highest point in his life. And then the last one, he become an instrument for God's impactful work. In that time, it's a famine, right? And then Joseph become that in charge. Before famine, have a 7 years. That's a harvest time for them. And then Joseph manages all the harvest, put it in the stock. And then when the 7 years for the famine, he saved a lot of life, and especially his brother, his family, not died in the famine. So we can see that God used Joseph. So I hope every one of us can really come to God. Let God use us. Let God bless us. Obey is something not easy, especially in the difficult time. We don't want to obey. We don't want to wait. We want immediately, instant, to see something different changing in our life. But God have his time. God want us to have a patience to wait according his time. I want to let my brother, one of our students, to share his testimony. Yeah. Troy.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I believe we are all very beautiful and handsome in God's vision. So don't worry about that. Yeah, I feel so happy and so honored to be here for the second time. I feel like home of Christ is my home. And especially I can represent Operation Dawn to the brothers to be standing here to testify my testimony. And my name is Troy, as you saw the video. I'm an athlete, and I am also an addict. I was born in China. I was being sent to a circus by my parents for no reason. I was born in a very broken family. I saw my parents were fighting in front of me like with knives. And when the day that they sent me away to to a random family. I was that little, I was like holding the bars, and then look, my mom left me. And I don't know, there's no hope. I don't know when she's coming back. After a while, I entered to the most famous acrobat school. I got my national gold medal at age of 6. My second global gold medal at age of 13. So I was very proud of my life for that moment. I think I look down, I don't care anybody. I judge other people, I don't care other people, I left the circus. So I relocated to America at like 18 years ago at age of 20. So my addiction life started. I've been addicted to meth for 12 years. I was abused of gambling for 25 years. And then I have an anger issue with my parents for most of my life. So the gambling, I lost my like $120,000 in one night at a casino. I barely could afford $1 to come back to purchase a bus ticket to come back to New York. So that's my gambling career. I mean, not career, like disaster. And then for my meth addiction, that brought me to hell. I've lived in my whole life with addiction, like walking dead, like living in hell. Like no one could understand, not even my parents. When my parents start talking to me, I start like fighting with them because they don't understand me. They try to think they are my parents, they're not. They were not even be in my life for a second. So I told my parents, sending me to the circus will be the last decision of you guys for my life. So I become very stubborn kid just for no reason. I don't know why. So I start using meth. I got introduced different kind of drugs, but my preference of drugs will be meth. Was at first I thought was pleasant, but for the last 18 years, I've been in and out in jail for 20 times. So the first time I was in jail for 4 months, and nobody knew what I were, where I was, and then not even my parents, because they didn't even know, they didn't even care. And my bail was like $75,000 cash. And then in the end, my parents found out, and then they gathered all the money and bailed me out. And then I was so happy, and then because that I could go back to find where I belong, which casino or drugs and stuff, you know. My parents knew where I was going back to. So I there's many things that I don't want to even share because it's disaster after disasters. And then because of the drugs, and then I moved to California because of a new environment I thought would be better for me. And then my parents were so happy for me because I started opening my own business and as a my little dream, and then I opened my boba shop. And after I start making a little money, and I feel cocky again, and then it's my back to my old self. And then I blew all my money back to in casino, and then I got my DUI, and then I destroyed 3 cars. I drove 3 cars back into like down to a hill and destroyed all of them. When I walk out of the car, there's not even one scratch of my body. I was really blessed, by the way. So, and then I got DUI, I got caught by the cops, I got beat up, and then my face was destroyed, and the knife was ringing, and my chains was like, had a 6 digits the last time I was in jail, and then, which was last year. And then I feel like the night when I was sent to jail, I was like so tired, I was in the bench, and then my eyes was not even open, like it was bruised, and that was my life. And then that was like almost 20 times I was being arrested in and out. I literally, I was laid down to like that. I was like, dear Lord, I know I don't even know you. I said, please let me get over it. I don't even know how my life become like this. I'm so dumb. I I'd rather be dead. I just told God. And the next day, I received a call from my mom, and then Peter, I only met him once, and my mom said, there's only one and last chance that you can get out of here is be bailed by, not even be bailed, they talk to your lawyer. If you are promised, you're not gonna escape or to anyone else, but the Operation Dawn, that I've been visited there. I said, I didn't never thought that I would belong to there. I said, okay, I'll try. So the next day, I got out. I was so happy because I was like, oh, I can get out there, but I never thought I would go back to Operation Dawn. And then 2 days later, I was sent to Operation Dawn. I lived there. The second I arrived there, I felt like, oh man, this is the place that I've been always wanted to be and always wished to be. Because there's something that in my 38 years never felt like that way. That the pure heart, the silence of my mind, the quiet of my body, the cleansings that I never felt. Because every day I was always chasing how much money I'm going to get and how much drugs I'm going to get, who I'm going to meet to have fun, and then what drugs I'm going to wear, and then all the dirtiest place. But in Operation Dawn, that place, in the last 8 months, I've read my first book in my life that instead of in Acrobat, I never read any book in my life. A book of a Bible is the only book of first and only book in my life I've ever read. It changed my life. It gave me a new life. You have brought me to a life that I never experienced. And then the last 18 years I've been in and out of jail. I want to repeat, I'm so sorry, for 20 times. And now where? I'm in a church sharing my testimony from jail and from courts to a church. Only God can make this happen. I always being accused, commit different crimes and stealing things and vandalisms and things in court. But now I'm sharing with no shame what have been done with other people in a church, in a place where I can glorify God's name. Thank you, Lord.
Pray because in his valley of the death, yeah, in the prison, and then God not forsaking him, brought him to the Operation Dawn. Now he already accepts Jesus as his Savior, and then keep praying for him. He can continue grow in Jesus, in God, so his life can glorify God. So I bring our student, can all our student come to the stage, we will sing a song. Yeah, the song is called Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me. Not because of me, but all is because Jesus in my life. Yeah, and I already, in Jesus, live in me. Yeah, I want to let Jesus' name be glorified, to be shared. And then we want to thank you, Mrs. Lan Fang Chen. Yeah, she is our volunteer teacher to teach the music for our student. And she came today, yeah, to be with us. Okay, where is the...